This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for our midday discussion. John, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
We got a little bit of buying strength coming into the grain markets today, led by the soybean market and maybe the wheat market here. So that's kind of spilling over, giving corn a little boost too. So we're seeing some decent gains overall. Maybe it's just some short covering here at the bottom of this, this most recent sell-off. Again, we'll have to see how prices kind of finish out today as well as the rest of the week. First off, on that soybean side, watching that Argentina weather and keeping things on the hotter side, even though there's some forecasts coming in for some moisture start of February here. But it's enough maybe to get that soybean meal market moving today. It's trading nicely higher, and that's helping lift the soybean prices overall. Again, wheat hit some technical support today, so we're getting a little bit of a bounce there as well. And like I said, I think that's all just kind of spilling over into the corn market as we can at least kind of push back through the 440 level.
John, with the current wheat situation, what is the worldwide price situation and how the United States is competing in that arena right now?
That's still an area that we're going to struggle in at this time frame. Everyone looks at the cheaper levels of wheat and where things are in terms of the Russian or the Black Sea wheat or what's coming out of Europe compared to the U.S. prices. But we've actually picked up a little bit more interest maybe on the demand front because some of the issues on the transportation side out there, as long as we continue to have issues in the Red Sea or the Suez Canal.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
At midday, March corn is up 5.5 at 445¾. March soybeans up 15 even at 1209¼. On the Merck, February live cattle up 17 cents at 177.55. March feeder cattle up $2.12 at 240.75. February lean hogs up 67 cents at 75.95. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.